Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In 3, 2, 1.
Seven moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie O'Call and this is the Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome back to the Sweat 7. So we've got a full body workout for you today. 30 seconds work, 30 seconds rest. And we're going to alternate between upper body and lower body moves. A lot of these moves repeat or they're an extension of the one before. So we're really going to challenge you on this one. But you do have that 30 seconds rest between each exercise to hopefully recover. We are going to start with some shoulder taps from that high plank position. And then we're going to move into body weight squats. Then we bring it back to upper body with 30 seconds of press ups. And then onto your feet, we start to spice it up with some squat jumps. And then we have a high plank hold just to recover for a moment, but still working those shoulders. And then we're back on your feet for another round of squat jumps, finishing with plank to squat. So combining our upper body and lower body moves. So a real feat of endurance, I think, today, but I know you can do it. We're going to start with those shoulder taps in 10 seconds time. Let's do it. Seven moves.
Seven
minutes. We go in 5 seconds.
Four.
Three. Two. One.
Go.
So 30 seconds of shoulder taps to get set up from that high plank position. We ease into this one, really. So opposite hand reaches for opposite shoulder. Keeping those hips nice and level, core tight, shoulders away from your ears. Got just 10 more seconds here before your first 30 seconds of rest. 5 seconds. Three, two, one. Good, nice work. So 30 seconds to rest, to recover, to get up onto your feet for your body weight squats. So we have one round of squats, two rounds of squat jumps in today's workout. So we can take it relatively steady on these squats, but I do want you to start to build a bit of heat in your legs. So finding some range on these squats in 5 seconds time. Three, two, one. 30 seconds of squats all the way down and all the way up. Good. So we've only got 30 seconds here. I want you to explore that range. How low can you come? But keeping your heels on the floor and then driving up, squeezing the glutes at the top. You're already halfway through. Last 10 seconds on these squats. 5 more seconds, then 30 seconds rest in 3. 2, 1. Again, take a full 30 seconds, bringing it back down to the ground. So switching back to your upper body. And we're going straight into press-ups now. So as always, on your feet or on your knees, shoulders away from your ears, elbows draw back towards your ribs rather than out towards the side. 30 seconds of press-ups coming your way in 10 seconds time.
8, 7.
All right, team, let's do it. Back to upper body press-ups in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Let's crank them out. 30 seconds on your press-ups. Let's start to make those shoulders feel like they're working for it today. 10 seconds down, 20 to go. And at this halfway point, can we start to build the pace towards the end of this move? Can we drop even deeper maybe into these press-ups? 5 more seconds, give me 1 or 2 more. 3, 2, 1. Good, bring it up to your feet. The halfway point is your first set of squat jumps. So we're going to be doing 30 seconds of squat jumps and then plenty of recovery. It's a rest, it's a plank, it's another rest. So with that in mind, I want you to really power through this 30-second block of squat jumps. We're there in 10 seconds time.
8, 7,
we
six,
go in 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. Squat jumps all the way down and all the way up, dropping bum to the floor and then driving up towards the ceiling. Let's start to make this count. Let's start to drive that heart rate up. At this point, you are already halfway through this entire workout. So let's really push through these next 10 seconds on your squat jumps. You got 5 more seconds and then give me 1 or 2 more. 3, 2, 1. Good, shake it out, rest. We're gonna bring it down to the mat for a high plank next. So we rest, and then some nice active recovery through that plank. And then we rest again before your next set of squat jumps. So in 10 seconds time.
10.
In that high plank, start to set up for it. Shoulders stacked over your wrists. Really nice and active, pushing the ground away. In 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So in that high plank, finding your breath. We've already done shoulder taps. We've already done press ups. So this is, in theory, the easiest of the upper body exercises here. But you're probably already feeling it in your shoulders a bit. Keep pushing the ground away. 12 seconds, everything in the body stays active, stays tight. From the toes all the way up to the crown of the head, extending forward in 3, 2, 1. Great work. 2 moves to go, and one of them you've already done. It is, of course, your squat jumps. So last set of squat jumps, second to last exercise. I want you to go for them just as much or even more than the round before. Can you get a little bit higher? Can you make it feel like you're flying? You've got 10 more seconds. If you counted them last time, get 1 or 2 more in. You're going in 5 seconds time. 3, 2, 1. Squat jumps all the way down and all the way up. Yes, team, your last set of squat jumps. This should feel difficult. It should feel like we're working. Just because it's only 7 minutes doesn't mean we can't get a real solid workout in if we work for it, if we push. So 10 more seconds. Keep moving for 5 seconds, then a 30-second rest in 3, 2, 1. Good, 30 seconds of rest, your last rest before your last move, which is a plank to squat. So we'll start in that high plank position, then you're going to jump both legs forward outside of your hands into a low squat, so hands will come off the mat, and then hands come back down to the mat. We shoot those legs back to your high plank position, and repeat.
8,
simple,
7,
not easy.
6,
we go in 5 seconds time.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
High plank to low squat, jumping in between these moves. You got this. This will burn in your shoulders, it will burn in your legs, it will feel like you are working hard. And that is exactly how we want to feel. You're already halfway through. Can you push the pace a tiny bit? Get 3 or 4 more in. 7 more seconds from your high plank to that low squat without standing up in between. You've got 3, 2, 1.
And rest.
Well done. That is it. It's over. I know we worked really hard for those 7 minutes, so you have earned this moment on the mat that is just for you. Lie there, breathe, be grateful for the body that you have and the way that it can move, and I will see you back here very soon for more Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.